Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon County Commissioner Jared Haddock. Commissioner, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
And you know, it's an interesting time in the world, I guess, is a good way to kind of look at it. We're looking at, you know, just constant turmoil, it feels like, wherever you look, people fighting. It's just, it's a mess right now. But when you look at the local level, you're going to see a lot of good happening. And that's kind of what I wanted to have you in here to highlight today. And because there's a lot of good happening in Carbon County. And I think a good place for us to start is in your recent commission meeting. You guys became a Boulder Way Forward County. You're helping kind of advance women equality in the state of Utah and in Carbon County. I think that's a wonderful thing for us.
That's right. It was a board that I was a part of long before commission. And I was grateful to be part of this board, as I have a couple of daughters myself, and I also wanted to help take the lead, as Utah was the first state to allow women to vote. I don't think a lot of people know that, and I think that's wonderful, but there's also still lots of areas of improvement. The one thing about the resolution I just wanted to hit out that we wanted to mention was that we recognize that when women and girls have access to health, safety, freedom, education, equal representation, and fair employment, all Utahns, including men and boys and families, thrive.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing, is this isn't a movement that's like, oh, we need to get rid of the men, they need to do less, we need to take over completely. No, this is a movement that's focusing on advancing equality. And then another thing we have going on in terms of civic engagement is to the Take Pride in Price campaign. We had Kathy Hannah-Smith in a while ago to talk about this campaign, and we got good news on it. That's something that's going to become a continuing effort here in the city, not going to stop after that initial contest. It's something that's going to keep going. I think that's a major thing, is having that civic pride.
Yes. And the idea really came from Micah Salas, our superintendent, who inspired me during kind of the campaign process, where she was talking about how we used to take pride in our community, taking care of the garbage and the weeds and the stuff in our area to help, you know, to just be, make it look beautiful, help with a curb appeal of the community. And that kind of helped lead with some other people who had made personal donations, by the way, to help incentivize other people to improve their properties, and that they can get recognized and actually enter into this contest. And of course, this isn't just for Price City. It's hopefully for other parts in the county, but Price City has taken the lead on implementing this.
Yeah, it's one of those initiatives you really hope is going to grow and kind of take impact on the rest of the county, heck, the rest of the state. I think this would be a wonderful thing to see take over statewide. Let's take pride in our state, because it's our state. I think we should be proud of it.
That's right. And what message does it send to somebody from outside the area who comes in and all they see is the garbage and the weeds that are growing out of control? Our ironweed are just some of the, you know, they look about as big as Christmas trees, but they don't look as pretty as those. And just what message does it send to people who come from outside the area in? You know, for people from within, we kind of come a little bit blind to it. And so you don't recognize it as much. But just because we might be blind to it doesn't mean it isn't something that we should improve.
Yeah, it's something that we should be continually working for, and kind of continuing on that theme of civic pride. One thing that we both kind of noticed and we both talked about before is taking civic pride in our actions, especially from local citizens, local leaders, when it comes to how we're kind of representing ourselves in meetings. Because, you know, a lot of time people have problems. And yeah, that's just a part of life. It's how we approach those problems that can kind of define how we go about trying to solve.
That's right. We do not respond well, and especially when you hear it day in and day out. But the thing that does respond well is when you talk to somebody on a personal level and you speak calmly. You know, I mean, yes, you can be firm, but you just speak in a way that you would want to be spoken to. Like I said, I know of nobody that was inspired by somebody who insulted them. I just don't think that's an appropriate way to talk. But more importantly, it's unhelpful. If we really want to solve a problem, we first have to understand what that problem is. And so to communicate that in an appropriate way, it's the one thing that we work on Eastern Leaders Academy here in the area, to help teach people what good leadership looks like. And leadership is not a dictatorship. It's about inspiring others to do the right thing for the right reasons.
And that's what kind of ties it all together, is these people want to do the right thing, both citizens and local leaders. Everyone has their vision of how they can best advance the city, how they can best bring it forward into the future. It's how we go about presenting those ideas that's going to make the biggest difference. And it goes for both citizens and leaders, how we present ourselves in these meetings, how we present ourselves when we're speaking on things like social media.
Yeah.
That's going to have an impact on how we're viewed statewide. If we're constantly arguing, we're constantly fighting, constantly getting engaged in like a social media civil war, it's not going to look good, and people aren't going to be as receptive to your ideas. So it's one of those things where I want to encourage people to reach out to their local leaders if they have an issue, you know, whether it be city council, a mayor, or a commissioner. You guys, I'm sure, are very willing to talk about these problems.
We welcome every person that has ever come into the office. And we're not always there because we're out working, you know, most of the time. But within 24 hours of any kind of an appointment, one of us will always be there. And we haven't turned anybody away. And it doesn't matter what their concern is, what their issue is, we're happy to do it. But we hope to also be a leader in this and help teach people, you know, how to best approach a problem with somebody who can actually solve that problem. And there's a saying that says that you can say the right thing, but in the wrong tone, and make it the wrong thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. It's something that, you know, it's all comes back to that effective communication. I think that's what it all boils down to, is effectively communicating your ideas. We're definitely communicating what we want, what we think is wrong, but are we doing so in an effective manner? Yeah, and it's something that, you know, I think if we can work towards it, especially in this ever polarized political climate we find ourselves in, I think that's something that just as a local community can really unite us if we can find that middle ground, that effective communication to bring us all together and help work towards a common cause, which is, of course, making Carbon County the best it can be. Now, Commissioner Haddock, we have a lot of business development going on in the area as well. We kind of want to spotlight some of that positive going on. I mean, you look out along the highway, Intermountain Electronics expanding. That's something that's going to do wonders for our area.
And what a wonderful effort that is by them to try to help. They're investing in local, and they're using a lot of the local businesses wherever they can to help on their growth. But also think about the number of jobs, 670 people. Then these are higher paying jobs. And you think about each of those being able to afford a home in the area and what that'll do to our economy.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing. And, you know, it helps alleviate that tax base, because we've been fighting an uphill battle since the closure of the mine, since the closure of the power plants. It's been an uphill battle trying to find a way to replace that impact in both taxes and our local economy. But you guys are taking steps to do that through things like the Intermountain Electronic expansion and everything happening out on Ridge Road with the Inland Port. We're seeing a lot of growth there. You and I talked about it before. You're having companies really starting to line up to get some infrastructure there.
Yes. And they are. And because of that growth, it's helping to stimulate other growth that'll come in and help to. The key is to not overwhelm our economic development, not create. We don't want to be like up north or anything like that. The excessive growth that they have here. My goal, our hope, is to replace the jobs that have been lost. And if we can do that, we can help replace some of the basically help lower the taxes.
And that,
for all the citizens, because they help distribute that cost further.
And that's the overall goal with these types of projects, is trying to help alleviate some of that burden on the citizens. And I think we're taking the right steps forward. Now, Commissioner Haddock, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say that one other initiative that we're working on this Take Pride in Price is that we're trying to bring back people who donate a highway, you know, or they come and kind of clean up a certain part of the highway or the road that has a lot of garbage and it's kind of continues to need cleaning. And to let us know, we'll even pay for the signs to have your name on them. You can reach out to the mayor or myself, and so we can kind of let us know if you're interested in doing that, or if your company or organization would like to sponsor that, because we think this will help long term to help take care of some of these problem areas that we just don't have the staff or be able to handle up without it.
Yeah, I think we're taking the right steps towards major improvement. Commissioner Haddock, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Carbon County Commissioner Jared Haddock, and we're talking about what's happening around Carbon County and talking about how to get involved with civic engagement. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.